Members, we have to start. Let me welcome all of you to the meeting. And apologize that there was some misunderstanding in that we had to start at 9 and 10 instead of half past 9 because of whatever caucus which in it was not to sit in any way, but we already had sent out messages and we felt that we can't be changing because that would cause serious confusion. But we are here now. We have 3 important reports to adopt today or to go through, and if possible to adopt. One, it is the CTAR report, and the second one, it is indeed minutes of the 9th of November. Here we were meeting the CSVR on that research that conducted, and of course the last one will be our oversight visit to Western Cape this year. Once we are done with that, we will have concluded the work meant for today. I will therefore move that we go through the CETA report, which is dated the 29th October 2010, which will then be followed by the minutes of the 9th of November, my birthday, and then of course, lastly, our oversight visit report to Western Cape. I do believe that members do have this CETA report. And if we do have those, that CETA report, we'll therefore move to page 1 of the report and check if there are any corrections that we want to make there in terms of everything. I will take hands on page 1 of the CETA report of the Portfolio Committee on Police, on the Annual Report on State Information Technology Agency services that they provide to South African Police Service, dated 29 October 2010. Anything on page 1? There's nothing. I just want to read paragraph 2 of the introduction. It says, in his opening statement, General Shabalala, head of technology services, mentioned that for any IT-related procurement, SAPS uses CETA, SAPS sourced the majority of its requirements, CETA, there were challenges, blah, 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 and so on. I want to suggest that probably we say in his opening statement, General Shabalala, head SAPS technology services, mentioned the following, so that all that becomes what Shabalala said. And that some of the system did not have disaster recovery, that is the third paragraph now, should form the continuation of that paragraph because it is still what he was saying, it's part of what he was saying. Right now it is a separate thing, yet it is still part of what he was saying.
I wonder if it would be useful to use bullet points, because a lot of these are simply statements. Most police officials could not use technology, and just short statements. So I wonder if we did them as bullet points, if it may not assist.
I think that will do.
Mention
the following, and then in bullet points, including the third paragraph.
Not bulletproof.
Okay, that is that. That will be page 1. Mm. So we're taking that. And then we're going to page 2. There's nothing on page 1. Anything that members want to say on page 2? Is your hand up?
No.
Okay. You know, one thing that I was trying to understand here, for all us figures that are the ring fence project expenditure is blah, blah, blah. National network upgrade expenditure is that. And then you have license renewals, 4.8. You don't know what is that. I'm not sure.
Okay, listen, that is for the fact that they can use what they use, WordPerfect, or the fact that they can use whatever program it is. It's program license. You pay it annually. You've got to pay it. Parliament pays hours, so it's that. So maybe we should just say program license fee to make it clear.
As a matter of interest, is ring fence not hyphenated? All right, ring fence is hyphenated. It's not ring fence project. It's ring fence project. So there's a hyphen. This one I'm asking you. Stupid, you're right. I've been checked.
So the point I'm trying to make is that a person who's reading this report, either than ourselves, must be able to understand what this
what
is now, because for others will know expenditure, but for this one will not know. So I think that we will complete what Honorable Annelise is saying. Can you repeat, ma'am?
Program licensing fees. Program software licensing fees.
And then that can be page 2. Anything on page 2?
Page 3.
Down at the bottom of page 3, some of the provinces are written in full, some are abbreviated, and Free State has a lowercase for state. So I think we need to either put them, I think we should write them all out, or put all, you know, you can't do half and half. Either you must have KwaZulu-Natal, Free State with a capital S, or we must use WCEC, etc., etc. But I think it's probably better just to write them in full. But there's no reason that KwaZulu-Natal should be abbreviated simply because people don't know where to put the hyphen, and that's probably why it's been done.
And then we move that IT equipment for detective services to the next page.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Page 4. Anything on page 4?
It's just a small thing. But it starts off with everything in a line, project expenditure, etc. And then suddenly under the 2010 Soccer World Cup, expenditure is indented. And then indented again there and not there. It must be, I think, all in a line equally. So they must all be shifted to the left. There are a couple of them after 1, 2. Three of them are indented, just to leave the report out.
Page 5. I think SLA on paragraph 1 is used for the first time, and it should be service level agreement bracket SLA. Then we can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Paragraph 1, because I couldn't find it anywhere else.
And Chair, having done that, then there's no point in putting it in the brackets in the next one. It's just a heading, but I agree it has to be written in full in that initial paragraph.
Anything else? I think that will also go for the last paragraph, subs equipment and LAN support. I think the very last one. Probably let's agree that if there are abbreviations that are used for the first time, we've got to make sure that they are first used in full, in fact written in full, and then thereafter they can be abbreviated. Page 6.
Could I go back 1 second? Could you tell me who or what Gartner is? Down at the bottom, final paragraph on page 5. It commissioned Gartner to perform a benchmark? Is it a firm? Is it a particular? I don't know.
Chegg Gartner is a company that usually does an assessment of requirements of companies. For instance, if you're going to put out a tender and various companies bid for that tender, Gartner is one of these companies that actually then assesses what the company is putting in there in their bid and whether in fact it meets the requirements of whoever's asking for it. So they're one of these professional type companies that's used by a lot of people.
My suggestion then would be that maybe it is probably Gartner Inc. or Gartner Pty Limited, or there's probably a full title to the company. I doubt very much it's simply referred to as Gartner. Just so that someone reading in 10 years' time understands what it is. Just a thought.
No, I would agree with that. Even if we put it in the front, if we can determine that it's a consultancy firm, Gartner, or whatever it is, so that one's got a better understanding.
Isaiah, if you can lift it, written in full. On paragraph 3110, implementation of fingerprint bill. Following the review of the bill in November 2009, I don't understand the implementation of fingerprint bill. Following the review of the bill, I didn't understand what the statement meant. To say following the processing of the bill in November 2009, processing, then the review, I don't know.
Chair, Mr. Dumb, I might be wrong, but wasn't this about the time that we got that bill and we then decided to split the bill into two? Was it about that time?
Yeah. It was about that time,
I'm not sure that it was a review of the bill, because we hadn't even started work on it, but certainly, I think it was around the time that we decided to split the bill in two. We only started, I think, was it September?
You see, I think the statement in essence is wrong, because I think what they're saying here is that they, because of the continuous asking of us for how are you going to implement the bill, that is what took place there. And I would rather say following discussions of the bill in 2009 or something like that, because it's not when we split the bill earlier. It's not when the bill was introduced, so we can't say introduction of the bill. And so following the processing or during the processing of the bill in November 2009.
That's more like it. I don't understand this review thing. See, also where
it says to do, the detailed, I suppose it was the planning, to prepare. I don't know that you, it's just phrased oddly. I've got a problem with that. Instead of do, perhaps undertake.
What you're saying is that you say during the processing of the bill in November 2009, SWITA participated in the IJS workshop
to
prepare
undertake.
The detailed implementation plan.
That would be, prepare would be good.
Yes.
No.
Don't let the
MGN, if we can have it in full. the last page, I mean, last paragraph, that NGN. I don't know what it is.
What is NGN?
I really don't know.
We'll
have to check that.
I don't know. What is it? I don't have a clue.
Can we make, instead of us wondering about all these things, the general rule is the first time that it's used, it must be written out. And I think that's what we must accept here, because even the IJS, it's an integrated justice system, but still, it should be written out because it's the first time that we use it. And can we make that same ruling in terms, I think that's national something network, but I'm not sure what it stands for. But if we make a general ruling that they go back and look at all of these abbreviations and make sure that they're written out in full.
Let's take five.
Going to page 7.
Yeah.
The word enablement, SAPS will focus strongly on the enablement. Is it not capacitating of its forensic science laboratories? Or
no, capacitating is all in staffing.
Okay, but resourcing then, but because it's about the IT system. Another word than enablement. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know enough about IT processes to know what jargon they would use in this context. It's an IT phrase, and we need an IT expert to tell us what the correct word is, and I don't know that there's one in the room.
Unless we redraft the whole sentence to say exactly that, SAPS will focus strongly on strengthening the forensic science laboratories information technology, something like that. SAPS will focus strongly on strengthening the forensic science laboratories information technology ability.
Anything else? Cost of CETA to go to page 8. Page 8.
Okay, Chair, just one little thing on page 7. Where it says point 4, issues and concerns raised by committee members, please just have that full stop taken out because they don't have a full stop after any of the other headings.
Are we raising concerns?
Or agree with me, but the time is not that good.
I think we clearly need to differentiate, because sometimes we do raise concerns, and sometimes we raise questions for further information. And I think where it's a concern, it needs to fall under a concern, but where it's a question raised, it needs to be, you know, further questions raised by Parliament or something like that. So I'm just suggesting that we split the two up. A concern raised was the issue about the consultants used by CETA. That's a concern, and I mean, it's a concern that everybody shares. But asking questions for further information is not a concern.
And I think if you look at the first sentence, contracts are about to expire, but no new contracts have been put in place. Surely we did raise concern that why, when contracts are about to expire, but there's no indication that the new contract, because at that time you couldn't say they have not done the job because the contracts have not yet expired. But we're worried that the contracts are about to expire, but it doesn't seem that they have done anything to make sure that when those contracts expire, they have been new contracts, and we raise concern about.
Thanks, Jefferson. Pardon me if I'm taking the committee a little back. I think I've spent now 5 minutes trying to read that first sentence. May somebody and make it, make me. Okay. Yes, on page 8, the very first sentence. I'm trying to, right at the top, I'm trying to not sense, not to make sense, but to get it. The committee was concerned about the number of consultants employed at a high cost by CETA, and felt that CETA prices were too high.
I think they're possibly just saying that they're paying the consultants too much money, very high fees. Being paid in relation to other entities, but I mean, we would have no knowledge of that one way or the other.
Why not then stop at CETA?
Why then not stop at the committee was concerned about the number of consultants employed at a high cost by CETA, and then full stop.
Yeah, I think the Honourable Member is correct. I think the sentence would read better if it says, because now the committee was concerned about the number of consultants employed by CETA, leave out at high cost, and felt that CETA's cost price were too high, because that's what we said about, that's what SAS said as well. We can get these services cheaper with other companies than we can get it from CETA. And one of the reasons they say is because of the consultants that are employed. We don't know what they pay the consultants. It might be market-related. So it should be the committee was concerned about the number of consultants employed by CETA and felt that CETA's cost prices were too high to the department.
In fact, if you read this report, it explains that CETA itself acknowledged that in one way or another. So yes, we're not wrong. Employed by CETA and what you did catch what you said.
I think I've covered, because I was just going to say, these are two things. First is the concern about the number of consultants employed by CETA. And the second one is the high price, which we felt the price charged by CETA is too high. So I think the way Annelise is putting it is because if you stop at CETA and then you leave another part, because these are two issues which must be both captured.
Is the cost not the very amount that is being charged? Because you say the consultant employed at a high cost. Because these are, as you look, they are CETA consultants, are they?
I don't understand.
I'm asking the consultant employed at high cost by CETA. These are consultants, right? That are employed by CETA. The very CETA that charges
this exorbitant amount. Is it not a repetition of the same thing but put differently? I'm not sure. That's why I said I tried to read and reread first to try and make sense. It's two issues. The first issue is the number of consultants. The second one is the high cost to the department. Whether the number of consultants are also a factor, it is dead. Whether a sitter will say it's the brokers that are there, that are middlemen, but it's two issues. Honorable Reverend Mishi.
I think I've been covered, but just to say that in the briefing we were not told about the actual costs that were paid for the consultants. So that's why I would agree that we would remove that. I think that a better way of wording the last part of the sentence would be that seated prices were excessive. Seated prices or costs to the department were excessive. Because again, we weren't given actual examples of comparing, you know, what CETA charges or what another company charges. But I would suggest use excessive. But I want to go, if I may, onto the last part of that paragraph, where it talks about the fact that employees who worked for other companies, I would say that we should change it, but there were CETA employees who worked for other companies while still in the employ of CETA, rather than saying without resigning. They were still in the employ of CETA. But I don't understand what the last sentence is about. It doesn't really make sense to me. As a result, members felt that it was not surprising that prices were inflated. And I'm not sure what that refers to, because you can't have that referring to staff members in the employ of CETA and working for other companies. It doesn't make sense. So I would recommend we remove that last sentence. It doesn't fit in. That's what I'd like to recommend.
Yeah, Chair, I'm not actually sure what they're trying to say here, because it says CETA employees. It doesn't say obviously if there can't be a full-time employee who's now working for another company, that actually would then be criminal. But if they're consultants, they may be consultants to several entities. So without some sort of clarity, I just find that entire thing very confusing. Both sentences, I think, are quite odd.
But Chair, we were told in the briefing, we were told that there were staff members in CETA who were actually working for other companies as well. That we were told, if I'm not mistaken. So I think we need to leave that in.
Okay.
But the last paragraph, I think we need to remove.
The last sentence.
Sorry.
Before we remove it, can I read the next paragraph? It stated that Gartner benchmark study had stated that its services were cost effective. The committee requested more detailed information on the study. However, when discussing the new board, CETA did acknowledge that costs had been inflated due to the use of middlemen. CETA stated that the new board, it found that costs were inflated by middlemen and had decided to cut back on labor brokers and consultants. Because members raised this issue, they did raise the fact that prices were inflated. And the presenter from CETA had explained this, but after members had insisted on this one, they acknowledged. They did. And this was the explanation we got from CETA, to an extent of saying, when they were saying they are removing brokers, we said even last time you had told us that you are removing brokers, and then they then said it because of the contract they had with brokers, which some will still take 3 more years. So there was a discussion on this one. I just want to remind members of that. There was a discussion in the meeting. But probably we can remove that. Let's talk. Are you having your hand up?
Why are you removing it? Chairperson, if you're arguing like that, then you are arguing against removing it.
No.
I think you are arguing. Not that you are arguing badly, but I think
your point is correct. If we are removing it, it doesn't follow correctly.
Let me put it a little bit better. Let's see if we can put it in a better language. Can you make us hear that sentence?
I'm just suggesting maybe because, if you read the last sentence, in fact, the second last sentence, that read, felt that CETA cost to departments are excessive, full stop, and then you'll have as a result. Members felt that it was not surprising that prices were inflated. And then you had the last point about there where CETA employees who work for other companies without designing for CETA. So your point was that it didn't link to that second last thing. And then carry on.
Okay. Let's take that. And move on. Paragraph 3, the last paragraph, the third paragraph. On auditor general concerns, is raised. Can I give members 2 minutes to read that? Because I think probably we have time to read that paragraph. Because this is now about us. Can I just allow members just for 2 minutes to go through that? Maybe on that page, it's a combination of issues and concerns raised by members, but also responses. It's not just about issues, because if you read that, for instance, just that paragraph or auditor general concerns raised by members regarding the auditor general's report, CETA noted that many of the agents' concerns were around procurement and so on. So there are responses as well. I don't know how we should be putting, we can put that in a manner that it reflects exactly what you will get under that. Honorable Fetcher?
Chair, I'm not sure how this person noted our seriousness and not being serious. Because I think we are at, we always say that. Then the word was serious, you know. It sounds very unpalatable to me. Maybe if we could. Could remove this because everywhere, it's not only that we're serious. You see, it doesn't augur well for me. Maybe if we could remove it, says.
Madam Chair, I think our first point is to remove the headings from The heading says auditor general concern.
Mm.
Whereas it's not auditor general concern, it's our concern.
Mm.
On the basis of the auditor general's report. See, that's where it is. It's our concern, but it also has got two. Like you're saying, the second paragraph is a response. After we raised our concern about the auditor general's report, the second paragraph is a response by CETA. Explaining to us, I don't know, but the heading is wrong, because you see, if you say auditor general, it means you would say what auditor general, but it is us who raised our concerns about the auditor general's report and raising all the issues and even said to them, one of the reasons why, because the big part of your money comes from the police, so it's us. That's number one. But number two is their response.
It takes us back to the main heading.
Mm.
Issues and concerns raised by committee members.
Mm.
That's number four.
Yes.
Because if you read through it, it will be like that. Even on that paragraph above, it's a combination of both concerns and responses. Because it will be CETA that did acknowledge the cost had been inflated. That could be from CETA. It could not be from ourselves.
Yes.
So I think it is number four. I'm not sure issues, concerns, and responses. I don't know.
Yeah.
And responses. And probably we can then write it such that it, okay.
If you're just saying auditor general consent, if you're just saying, if you want to deal under consent, so you just say auditor general report, then, because the concerns are not from auditor general, it's our concerns about auditor general report.
If you have a follow-up, I will acknowledge that.
Chairperson, if you read the heading
changes to the Auditor General's report, and then underneath members raise concerns and also sit as responses. Would that not address the concern? If the headline just says Auditor General's report, then we raise our concerns about that report, and then sit as responses. Would it harm if you have just the Auditor General's report rather than concerns? Because these are concerns, as the members said. You just have Auditor General's report.
I thought these were, you see, they are concerns, but they are concerns under subheading. For instance, if you take the last paragraph, the issue about staff issues, the issue about Auditor General's report, the issues about issues raised by staff, problems of staff, they are all raised, you see. So I think that main heading captures everything, say, issues and concerns raised by the committee. And responses, because in this concerns you should raise, there are also responses. But I don't think we should take away these subcommittees, because they direct us under this heading, what is the general respect? These are our concerns. Like, for instance, the concern that the things that were raised and the money irregularities. So I think that's leave the high heading, but change that main topic. Change this one of what is the general report? Then we raise our concern under staff issues. We raise our concern and finalization of the all that.
I think we are done with it. So we have that main top heading, and then we have subheading.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as all that.
Simple as that.
Okay.
Actually, there are a couple of things we haven't. I just want to raise the first sentence under the Auditor General's report. It says here, concerns raised by members regarding the Auditor General's report were serious in the light of the fact that it had done. The concerns of members were serious, or are we saying that the matters raised by the AG were serious? And I think it's referring to matters raised by the AG that were serious.
Yes.
So that sentence must be restructured, because otherwise it's saying that our concerns were serious. I think we need to restructure that sentence. So that it basically says that, that the Auditor General's reports, that the matters raised by the Auditor General's report were serious in the light of the fact that the CETA derives a high proportion of its revenue from the SAPS. Something like that. Otherwise, we're trying to say our concerns are serious.
You're doing well. I'm going to let you go over it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm hoping that the DA agrees with the anyway. Then if I may just...
No, you're on the idea of the
thing, did you? That's just the point I'd raise there. Then, in the same paragraph, it says, members noted with concern that the special investigation should be a capital I. Noted with concern, that should maybe have a comma there, because that can also mean that we were concerned about the SIU's investigation, or it could mean that we are concerned that things are wrong and therefore the SIU must investigate. So they can just have a comment there. The second paragraph under the Auditor General's report, we state here CETA noted that many of the AG's concerns were around procurement processes. Agreement has now been reached that for tenders in excess of 30 million rand, the AG's office would sit in throughout. It makes better sense, I think.
Yeah,
take the end out.
As with a check, it's a standard procedure when you have 30 million, you must always just put a dash throughout, because you've got it sometimes, not other times, just between the number and the million, or number and a billion, or number and anything, then it'll just be a dash linking.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt you there.
Let's finish off if I may, in the last paragraph on page 8, under finalization of service level agreements, it talks about that if it were to cut off services, this would lead to the inoperability of government.
I think it's a bit, I'm not sure if it's the right word to use, but I don't know if that's the correct word.
No.
I don't know such a word. Inoperability. Of government.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it can help, but I think we need to use a better word than that. Because it also doesn't relate to the inoperability of government. This is relating to SAPs. And we then, this then basically says that if FITA doesn't finalize its SLA with SAPs, then it cuts off services, the whole of government will come to a standstill. And I don't think that's correct. But I think we need a better word than inoperability.
Because of serious consequences for SAPs.
For SAP performance.
Performance or operating operations.
SAP. No, the operations.
Well, functioning, not functioning.
Functionality.
I would avoid weight operating. Yeah. That's what happened. Happen. The police will still be able to go and arrest criminals.
Oh.
So once you say operation, it means police can't operate.
Yeah. No, we spotted that in mid-sentence. Functionality.
Okay.
There's nothing to do. In this report, there are promises by FITA.
Yeah.
This report will follow, this report will follow.
Is there any indication that in this report, some report will be supported for long avoided? Is there any indication that this report will be performed?
No, not received this report for now. In fact, I thought that would have a summary of that and of the report, you know, as part of the report, because you get that as you read, or you don't even get it. If we can have a summary of that at the end of this report, of those things that we said they must bring to the portfolio committee.
Yeah. As an oversight mechanism, I think that's a very good note to have at the end of these minutes, at the date of finalization of these minutes. Now, this is now October, November, December, January, so, you know, almost 6 months later, no reports have been received. We need to keep it on our own diary and say, what? Now, we wait another 6 months until we actually get anything, or have you just decided that when we ask for a report, not necessary to deliver one, and it is a monitoring mechanism, and I think that goes for any of these reports. If promises are made, quite rightly raised there by Honourable George, we need to make a note of that, because you know they can get, a promise can get lost in the middle of a report, and next thing 6 months down the line somebody picks it up and looks and says, hang on a minute. So we need to actually have at the end perhaps a note that these three reports were promised and to date not received.
Chair, I agree with the Honourable Philip Barnard.
Of course you do.
But I think, there's a report we're going to come to still.
Mm.
That was now fairly recent, but there's stuff outstanding that we haven't received now. And I'm just wondering whether, as a general rule, how the committee section keeps track of. Because it is true they can get lost in the report. We forget about them. And I think it would be helpful that if the committee section were able to continuously provide us, you know, where we've requested a report, sometimes in a committee meeting,
you will end off by saying, you know, we need a report on this, we need further information on that. And these things never come. Sometimes they do. But we've also got no way of checking that we've actually received that report or received the information we've requested. And I think it would be helpful if the committee section were able to, you know, continuously update and provide us with a schedule, you know, of particular bits of information that we've requested. And that, you know, once a month can update and say, give us an update that says this has been received or that it's still outstanding, so that nobody loses track of these things. But also, it's a part of accountability. It doesn't help that people come to a portfolio committee meeting, whoever they are. We ask for information. They leave thinking, ah, you know, check with these guys. We're not going to give it because nobody's going to follow up with us. We also lose track. And I'm just saying, I think we need some sort of mechanism to help us keep track.
And say, following on that, what would you advise? Because if we have something where there are a report that's promised, where a report is promised and it's not arrived for 6 months, surely this committee should be writing to that entity and saying, hello, it's now 6 months we've waited and we're not prepared to wait another day. Deliver it. Because otherwise we're just not performing.
Gertie, I want to support the proposal. I want to support that thing. No, Chair, I think it's very important that we do that. And it's something that we've been requesting from committee section over years and years, that we have a schedule of those reports that's been promised. And I think it also goes to oversight visits, because sometimes you give specific dates for them to provide us with outstanding information. And I think the responsibility lies with the committee section to make sure that we actually do receive that information on time. And therefore, I would suggest that they, when they send out our papers for the week, also include the schedule of that we expect that week, and whether it's been received or not. And then where it's not received, that you've got a standing mandate from the committee to write to those institutions to require that documentation. First of all, to inquire why it's late, and secondly, to insist that we do receive them. But that you don't have to come back to the committee every time. You've got a standing mandate from the committee to do exactly that. But I think it's important that we have a list and a schedule of documents.
Chair, I must say, every time, in my recollection, every time you personally have requested something on an oversight visit, when we've had people come to us, you have said, I want this report by, and you give a date, and it's like 2 weeks' time or 10 days' time. And then, whoop, where is it? We don't have it. So you've done your end of the bargain, but they're simply not living up to that. And that seems to be pretty much across the board.
Chairperson, why I agree with all what they are saying? Don't we have a challenge in capacity and the capacity of the committee? Of the committee?
Are you offering to keep the diary?
No. If we have a challenge on that, we have to make sure that what we are requesting can be implemented. Because we mustn't ask for a thing that can't be implemented. This is why I'm asking, do we have a challenge or not? If there is a challenge, how can we go around it and so on and make sure that the everything that we ask for is being implemented?
I want to close this letter.
With all due respect, there shouldn't be a challenge, because it's as simple as going to Outlook Express. In the committee secretaries have access to all our electronic diaries on our computers. It's simply putting in on that date we're expecting this document. After every meeting, don't wait every week, because then it becomes a capacity issue. After every meeting, go into Outlook Express, put it on our diaries that at this date we are expecting this document. And on that day, then what will happen is you put on your computer, it will come up and it will say you're supposed to be getting this document. committee secretaries can put it on their own diaries as well. And then they can once a month print out those and say to us, we have received, we haven't received, we have received, we haven't received.
Yeah, and as I close this matter, members, we also have to acknowledge the challenges of having secretaries changing. It is really creating problems for the committee. It is a fact that we have received some of the responses, we have not received others, many of them for the matter. We have made follow-ups to particularly the Department of Staff to say, this is what we asked you to present. We'll actually go to the previous reports and then write and give that to the secretary. But today you give it to Luvo. Luvo to the following day is not there. And you can't make a follow-up with Luvo because it's not even in Parliament. The following day it is somebody else, you give it to her. Whether they've responded before you know it, he's gone, then it's somebody else, you can't get hold of that person. So it is really creating serious challenges for us. We can't talk to Tanda, the one we were with in the Western Cape today. We can't, because it's not close to us. So we're making a follow-up on the report that should be prepared. It's a nightmare. I'm just saying that. So the change of secretaries is indeed having some impact on our work. Until some time that we have a secretary that will be with us throughout, I think we are going to have some of the problems. And I take what committee members are saying to say probably this and that we may take. But we also even have a summary of recommendations that we have made as members. From our side, talking to the research unit and everybody, say, please prepare this for us, and they have prepared it, so it is there. But you can imagine if today she would change, the researcher would change, and we have somebody else. It would mean that even this which we have asked, we can't then say make a follow-up. I'm just citing the frustration that you will have with the changing of secretaries, which is more frequent than I change my underwear, really. It's like that. You end up not knowing as to who to ask which document, because you have to keep track of all these temporary secretaries that are coming and going. And when they have left, you can't trace them. Now they are in Parliament, you can't trace them. So I'm reading this matter and I want to close it so that we proceed.
But say, before you close,
we are going to have people. People do leave. There's got to be a system on a computer that anyone can walk in, sit down and understand, look up, whether it's prepared and developed by the researchers as a system. But you know, if we're having this problem, every single committee is having this problem. And it just strikes me that there needs to be developed an actual system that everybody is familiar with, that is on every the researcher's computer, the secretary's computer, and the bodies that come in and out are actually not relevant, provided the system is uniform across all portfolios.
I think so.
Finally, our problem
will
soon be solved because Mr. George will be available for permanently.
Well, I don't want to talk about that. We're moving on to... So we are agreeing... Are we adopting this?
Yes.
With amendment.
With amendment.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're moving to minutes now of the 9th of November, and I hope that members will be quick on this because it was on my birthday, and I want to believe that we could not have done anything wrong on that day. We are on page 1. We are on page 1.
To change, because we are discussing the minutes of page 1.
Yeah. Fine.
Page 2.
Yeah, I've just put a small one there. We refer to under number 1, opening and welcome, the then Minister of Safety and Security, Mr. It should be honourable. And I don't know if it's necessary to put in first name. Would it be necessary to put an Honourable Charles and Honourable Maggie or not? But either way, it should be honourable, yes? Because that's what it is.
Okay.
also reading this, I think Africa correct, just reading that paragraph, Chairperson welcomes everybody in attendance and extended a special welcome to Honorable Soju, the Deputy Minister of Police, and also congratulated her for her appointment. In February 2008, the then Minister of Safety, I think you probably see the Chairperson further informed or something like that, or she further informed, because it's,
yeah, it should be in the paragraph.
Yeah.
And then the chairperson went on to state that. I think we must put in the chairperson welcomes everybody. It's as though chairperson is your name. The chairperson, the Honourable Sotu, lots of V's will be left out.
Okay. Anything else? On page 3.
So there is
one more. In that last sentence of number 1, it starts in the past tense. She pointed out that the Portfolio Committee of Police had one goal common for parties, and that was to fight crime, and that crime did not know colour or party line. Can you repeat that?
Okay, so under number 1, it's the last sentence. She pointed out, so it's all in the past tense, she pointed out that the Portfolio Committee on Police had one goal common to all parties, that was to fight crime, and that crime did not know colour or party lines, so, and that crime did not know. Okay?
I only did English one, but I don't think this one is correct. You see, if you say that one to fight crime, you effectively mean that it is no longer.
The
responsibility of the police is to fight crime, and it is only in the police. Because now, if you say, she pointed out, the police had one goal common to all parties, that is to fight crime.
That one.
Because you want to say that one. To me, you effectively say it is no longer. That's my worry with that word.
It's
continuous.
Yeah.
I think it should be in the continuous tense. That is to fight crime, and that crime did not know color or party line.
If you wish to do that, then please will you change had to the present tense?
Yeah.
Because you can't have a past tense and a present tense in the same sentence.
Here's one
thing. Your insistence that somehow talking in the past tense wipes out all action, then we'll go into the present tense, but then you have to have the whole sentence in the present tense. Because I actually can't agree to having two tenses in one sentence. It doesn't work.
She pointed out that the Portfolio Committee on Police has one goal common to all parties, that is to fight crime, and that crime does not know colour or party line.
Yes.
I saw you going into the past tense, doesn't negate an action.
and that crime does not know colour or party line. So that sentence is in the present tense. And it is correct, okay? We're moving to page 3. She pointed out that the Portfolio Committee on Police has one goal common to all parties, that is to fight crime, and that crime does not know color or party line. Supplementary report was actually saying there was the seventh thing, was something over and above six that was requested, and that was a further supplementary report. I thought so, unless I'm wrong, but I thought that is what was highlighting. Anything else? See.
Look, I think we're going to have to look at this from the last three paragraphs, and they're all in, for example, aggravated robbery was concentrated in the metropolitan area. Right, when the lady was speaking, she said it was X, Y, Z, it was. So this is in the past tense, then suddenly you go into the present tense, because here there was a much higher use of knives, and then over the page you go back into the present and then back into the past. So we have to pick one and stick to it. We can't go past tense one sentence and present tense one sentence and back and forth. We need to have one tense, and all the sentences must either be, preferably in the past tense, because this was stated. It doesn't negate the fact that it's the truth. It was stated some months back, so it's in the past tense. So I think we need to just go through with that in mind and say, with each sentence, is it in the correct tense? Because there is some confusion there. And the last three paragraphs of page 3. Okay, the report used. Okay, so that's definitely past tense. It used the national system to reflect the differences. And it stays in the past tense, that's fine. And then suddenly in the last paragraph it goes into the present tense. Because here, I beg your pardon, that is past tense. It's over the page. The gender profile of victims is slightly different. Now that needs to be past tense. So that would be was slightly different. The proportion of female homicide victims was slightly higher. It stated, the third paragraph, it stated that organized groups were responsible and might be growing, full stop. That should just run on. I don't know why there are these big gaps at the end of the sentences. However, the report emphasized this with a D, the root of violent crime was a general culture of violence, etc.
What you're actually saying is that they stick to past tense.
Past tense. And then it's this.
While weapons were present in fatal violence, they were not omnipresent in non-fatal violence. That's what you say?
Yes.
The way this report is written, Madam Chair, worries me. You see, if you read the second paragraph from the bottom, if you say aggravated robbery was concentrated in the metropolitan area.
Help me, which paragraph? Page?
Page three. If you say aggravated robbery was concentrated in the metropolitan area, you are effectively saying it is no longer. I mean, some would.
Can I come in there? Can I come in there? This is a report, a research report. It's stagnant. It could have changed. That is what it found at the time when the research was conducted. And it could have changed. It could be something else today. And therefore we are reporting on what was reported to us. So we're talking about the report that was presented to us. So the report itself is not being presented, it was. And the presentation of the report is not continuous. It was at that time and it stopped, and that is why it showed it must be the past tense. Okay?
We are agreeing that our report will be in the main past tense, unless we think we've got to discuss an issue probably here. Okay? On page 4, I just don't understand this, other findings, the last paragraph.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
Regional and local criminal economy. What is that? Other findings, the last, the very last. Other causes including the availability of firearms and widespread use of other weapons, the role of alcohol, attitudes of male sexual entitlement, and the domestic, regional, and local criminal economy.
These should it not be other causes or other.
Maybe the other causes include the availability of firearms and widespread use of other weapons, the role of alcohol, attitudes of male sexual entitlement, and the domestic, regional, and local criminal economy.
Every single one is very wrong.
Yeah, I think, you know, the domestic, regional, local criminal economy is a one concept. It's, for me, it's a research jargon, quite frankly. Sorry, Nadia. The role of alcohol, attitudes of male sexual entitlement, and in any case, I don't know why you have domestic and local, because domestic and local in this sense is the same thing. And maybe take out domestic, say, regional and local criminal economy. But I don't know what criminal economy is either, I must be honest. The economics of regional and local criminal activity, then. But the domestic must come out, because domestic and local is the same thing in this sense. And the nature of regional and local criminal economy. They're referring to cross border criminality. That's what they're actually referring there to, organized crime.
I don't know why they
phrased it in this way. Maybe because of the fact that they say organized crime is not a factor, but here they actually, cross-border crime is organized crime.
Can we maybe mandate the secretary and the chairperson to go and check the presentation itself? And put the correct phrase there. Just for that regional and local criminal economy and
find a way of putting it in a manner that is understandable. I don't know.
I agree with you, Chairman. I think even also the use of, if I do take you,
the second paragraph, where, second sentence, where it speaks about while weapons are present in fatal violence, they are not omnipresent. How many people understand what this means? They are not omnipresent in non-fatal violence.
They are not omnipresent.
Yeah.
What is omnipresent? I know it's omnipresent. On the side of the past. It's always present. If I can't say omnipresent or always present, then I'm not always present. Can we continue? And then we have. The report recommends the following, okay? That is the report. We're going to page 8.
5.
I mean, page 5, I mean, I'm sorry, page 5. Then it will be the questions, concerns raised by the committee. Giving members a minute to just go through that. We are on page 5. Anything, Mother, that you want to interesting. Page 6.
I have a question about the first sentence. Speaks about violent speeches. What is a violent speech? The first sentence.
Page
6. The committee has different views on whether crime was politicized, and some ask what impact violent speeches by political leaders would have. So my question is, what is a violent speech? I think you can rephrase that.
It's the Julius Malema speech where he called for killing and murdering and maiming.
Inflammatory speech.
Inflammatory
speech. You know, you are so surprised. Everyone has such a different meaning of
it. You helped us by saying we must read through too. Because there were areas which I was concerned in this report, which we read. Because even the cultural violence.
But now it's good that I see that it is addressed.
Haven't you read it?
Yes.
Just a sentence that's been worrying me, and I turned the page, but now I've made myself go back to page 5. Where it said, and I'm trying, I don't unfortunately have the report here, on paragraph 3, it said it recommended the political leader should play a role in promoting promoting non-violent culture. I presume that should be promoting a non-violent culture. But the report actually, as I recall it, stated that that politicians who encourage violence when they make a speech, the result is violence in society. That is how I believe it was. I'm paraphrasing. So I don't know that this is a correct reflection. This is saying, therefore, and it's actually drawing the researcher who wrote this document is then drawing a conclusion from what was stated in the report. And I don't know, that's not how it was phrased, as I recall it.
We might actually check the report, but this is taken from the research report itself. And recommendations of the report.
Okay.
To say the researcher, on the basis of the work he or she had done, was recommending that political leaders should play a role in promoting non-violent culture. And that is where we ask the question of this, because there was a lot of emphasis on this culture, violence and culture, to say whose culture is this? Because it was like the research is actually saying, you have a culture in your culture. There's something that accepts violence, or there's something that accepts in my culture violence. And that is when we begin to think, but tell us, what does this mean? Because you are emphasizing on this culture that actually legitimizes violence and crime. That is where we ask the question, because it is how we transport. But this was a recommendation of the researcher.
Okay.
Yes, and it had been put like that. On page six, so we say inflammatory. Yes.
Put your mic on, so that you hear what you're doing. Violent culture really is meant for a certain group of people. Wait, don't say no. You respond. You see, we can't say this thing, it's a culture as if it's a normal thing. You see, it's to portray that particular culture
as backward and outdated. I felt very confusing. And it says to themselves, African people, they were talking about us in the country, telling the world that we have this violent country. I don't think it's original, it's natural. We are not natural. Now, you see, these people, they use these words. If it's not this, they will bring through the back door to...
I want to stop you, Honorable.
Let me finish before you stop.
Can I say this? We're not discussing the report. We discuss it. What we are now discussing are the minutes. And what you are saying is exactly in this report. Because we raised it with the researchers in the meeting. And what you are saying is correct, but nobody in this meeting will be able to respond on their behalf because we did not conduct the research, but also we did not emphasize this issue of this culture, which is violent and so on and so forth in South Africa. So we'll not be able to respond to you. And that is why I'm requesting you to stop today. Page 6, page 7. That this was a 3.5 billion rand worth of research. Announcements, closing Chairperson, thanked everyone for attendance, and meeting agenda and joining. Honorable Craig?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether we need to tell you now. Because it actually...
These are minutes. Let's report it, minutes.
And Chairperson should have a capital C in the last line.
Thank you, Honorable Ms. Kwelapana. You always take care of the Chairperson. Can we then adopt this minute?
Yes.
Thank you very much. With amendments, of course, and the way that we have to check yours, that whatever, economy. Mm-hmm. Okay? Who is moving for adoption? Honorable George and Mr. Ndlovu. Honorable Ndlovu is adopting that. Is seconding that. We're moving on to... Do you want to take a 2-minute break so that we then can proceed to our set report? 5-minute break. There's tea.
Academy.
So decided to divide it up in that way. So section 4 is the specific concerns and recommendations made, and the section 5 is the general concerns and recommendations. If I can just explain that, I mean, I know it's not normally usual, and there's quite a lot in those general recommendations. Where they come from is also the discussions that emanated in the visits and at the academy. So I didn't make up those recommendations. It was things that were either said by members or by the chairperson about, oh, we need to speak to head office about this, and we're going to follow up on this issue with the whatever. And so that's the kind of stuff that's included in those recommendations. I also didn't want to make the recommendation. Normally a recommendation is quite specific. It says, we want you to do this or answer to this by a certain date. I didn't put that in the general recommendation section because you had stated periodically throughout that these are the things we're going to take up in our oversight functions. And it was a way of just putting that stuff so that members have got a record when we go to budget. Oh, okay, this was the issues about detectives that we want to speak to head office about. So that was the reason for making them quite general and not specific. The next section is on the observations, so section 2, and again going through each thing, it's quite a lot of detail in some of them. The SAS Academy Bishop Leavis, maybe to just note that it was a little bit difficult to write this report, and you might find that there's some things where there's a lot of detail given and some areas where there's not that much detail. In the sections where I wasn't actually on the, because you know we split up during the trip for all those visits, so in those writing up those areas where I wasn't there, it was a bit difficult because we had to just use the wrap-up meeting notes, and there was some time constraints and issues around that, so some's more detailed than others. The SAS Academy, so the main issues was the revised training curriculum, and this is just giving information about what was said there. The issues around discipline and problems of absenteeism at the academy, the assessment, and the fact that there wasn't enough external monitoring over assessment, or it was felt that it's possibly too internal, which might lead to problems. There is an omission, the screening of trainees, and the possibility for ongoing screening, management of the academy, the register and the records, and then barracks, the ablution facilities, inspections, the whole issue around the semi-ethical institutions and concerns around money there, possibilities for corruption or fraud, the gym, the stores, vehicles, interaction with the union. There's not a lot of commentary in this because there's some, but not a huge amount. It's saying this is what we observe, but not what necessarily you should do about that. Then the Stellenbosch Police Station. The first part is just checking out what the station commander has said were the key challenges. Issues around management of the Stellenbosch Police Station. The Community Service Centre and the findings around the registers and the Domestic Violence Act and stuff. SAPS firearms, these are the SAPS firearms, a petition of SAPS firearms where members, I think this was the incident where the chairperson members were left alone in the store. The discipline issues, extensive absenteeism, putting a bit of detail in about the absenteeism and abuse of sick leave, community police forums, the unions, the satellite station. A lot here on detectives. In terms of the detection rates and stuff, what I try to include here is to be able to put it in a table so that we can see how they are detecting and conviction rates and stuff are in comparison to national averages. The Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit on page 12 and issues around that, the cells, the archives, the section 13 stores. I don't know, Chairman, if you want me to go through all of these. This is just following more or less the same kind of heading and describing what was seen at all the police stations with relation to these issues. Then maybe if we turn to page 24, that third section is the additional information requested. So this is under each of the places that we visited to highlight what was actually asked for by the chairperson and what were the due dates for those. Again, and as the chairperson was saying, I think because of problems with committee section and the fact that there hasn't just been a stable person, I'm actually not 100% sure. Also because I don't know if these responses go sometimes maybe to the chairperson's office or where they actually go. So what we need to just make sure of in this meeting is whether we actually haven't received the stuff that's here. The only thing that I've seen is something from Robertson, which wasn't actually a response to something. It was actually an addendum to the questionnaire. And also from Bishop Leavis, just dealing with the one aspect that we asked them, which was the media responses to the media concerns, but not the whole other stuff that we asked for. So that's all that I know of that's been received. There's section 4 on page 27 deals, as I said, with the specific concerns and recommendations. So these are, and I've mixed up, and I know there's an issue with the word concerns, but I've mixed up concerns and recommendations, because sometimes we had a problem that we did, or we had something that the commission noted something, but they didn't necessarily make a pointed recommendation for what that structure should do about that. So we can go through the recommendations and maybe see if you want to be more targeted in what your recommendation would actually be with regard to those things. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the last section is the general concerns and recommendations. And as I said in the paragraph here, it's decided that the committee will not ask for a response in writing to these concerns, but will instead highlight these issues in their interaction with the department during the upcoming budget process and other oversight processes of Parliament. So that's how I've structured it, but if the committee wants to make more targeted recommendations and ask for information and put dates in the normal way that we make recommendations, we can just change that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Elandi. And this is the report that has been tabled before us. I think we will have to, over and above dealing with the content of the report, agree on the manner in which it is structured. For instance, you have Bishop Leavis, what we did, and then you have somewhere in the report a specific findings or whatever, and then somewhere you have recommendations on Bishop Leavis. We can then decide that we take this report as it is structured, or we say, let's have Bishop Leavis, what we did, specific findings, recommendations, then we move to another institution, we do it that way, because this is how it is written here, but it's just that it is, you have to go and say to get recommendations on Bishop Leavis. We will have to decide on whether we want to have everything about Bishop Leavis, following Bishop Leavis, and then the other Atlantis, whatever, our general findings, our recommendations, then we move to another like that. I think that will be the first thing to do before we go to the content of the report. Can I take an honorable analyst, honorable Kofalapanat?
Either way that the committee decides will work. I mean, I'm not too worried about it, especially in terms of the police stations, because many of the concerns that we've seen at one police station is repeated at other police stations as well. It's like it's a trend in a province. But I do want to comment on the structure as well. I think the structure is fine, but I would start with the structure of the report, because we go into introduction and then we come to structure of the report. So I would put in structure of the report before we put the introduction, and then obviously just bold that report of the Portfolio Committee on Police. The heading, just bold it so that it stands out. But I would really suggest that we take that structure of the report on page 2 up to key findings and observations, take it to the front and start with that.
Yeah. Sorry, wrong one. Chair, first of all, I think it's a really magnificent report. I mean, it's one of the best that I've seen, so well done on that, Nadia. We had the option, but I must admit, I would have preferred, after each station, to having
the individual report on each station immediately after that station, the specific concerns and recommendations that relate to each station. However, I do like the fact that you have a general concerns and recommendations all together in one batch at the end. So that's the only structural change I would make. I must say the title, to me, I would perhaps have preferred bullet points for the relevant stations. So a report on the portfolio and oversight on, and then it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stations listed down, as Honourable Annelies says, all in bold. And then that would highlight what this is. I don't know if it's not, it wouldn't be beneficial in a report of this size to actually have an index down there. Say, page so-and-so is this station, page so-and-so is that station, as your cover. To make, for ease of searching, you know, you can spend 10 minutes looking for a particular station, and it really is packed full of information. So I think it would be a bit easier for us to find that if we do the proper cover page, saying this is the report, you open it and there's your index, as an academic report would be.
I think I'll be accepting that. I would definitely agree to that myself. Okay, anything else that members want us to, just before we go to the report itself? Yeah, I think really we have to appreciate this report. I listened carefully as Nadia was reporting. She keeps on saying, I'm not sure as to where the secretary was when this report was being prepared, because we had a secretary who we took along, and I'm not sure as to what his role was. And I'm raising it here in the meeting, because it is things such as this that we need not just overlook as members of parliament and scream when officials from departments do the same. Because I think it's things like this that we need to question as to what was the role of the secretary who accompanied us in the preparation of this report. And I think it will be important for us as this portfolio committee to get that report as to what the role was in preparing this report. Because we can't just take people to tour with the portfolio committee. We may as well not have the secretary accompanying us if ultimately there isn't a role they are playing. And I'm raising this out of serious concern, and I think probably we might have to take it forward, just to find out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be unfair of us to scream when the departments are doing the same, because it's happening here under our noses. Okay. We are on page one. Anything, members, that you think we need to look into? We've agreed on the structure of the report. And I think it will be easy to do it that way, page one. Just on the objective number, on the objective, we have agreed with Honourable Annelies. I also thought that that's when the structure of the report should come first, because it's just in the middle. I thought it was proper that one. Verify media reports on nepotism and other problems. What if we say verify media report and we refer to that and on problems at Bishop Levy's Training Academy, because there were quite a number of them, then nepotism only, it was quite a number of them.
I think for reference, that reports that we, if I remember, they handed them to us, we had those reports in our packs, and I believe they should be added to the back of the report for reference, because in 10 years' time they're going to say, what newspaper report? So we need copies. Anything that's referred to, we need a copy at the back, C, then, and one, whatever.
I just wonder whether we were trying to verify the media reports, or whether we were trying to get a briefing on the challenges regarding around those media reports. I mean, we didn't go in and investigate whether the media reports are true or false. We wanted to know what's happening around these media reports and whether it's actually the truth or not. But, you know, it's not as if we investigated. We didn't verify. So I would say determine challenges faced at the academy following media reports, and then we can say Sunday Times, 9 January 2015. 2011 and then maybe attach that media report. Can I make another general comment in terms of structure? I would also suggest that where we have the different visits, that we just add the date of that specific visit to the heading of the of that. So that when we say Bishop SAP Academy, Bishop Leivis, and then the date.
And then the next objective as part of its routine oversight function, I think it should be monitor delivery of basic training. Because we said these are objectives. So how you structured all your objectives, it was the council to say monitor, deliver of basic training offered to the South African Police Service members. So you would specific maybe to the police station, I mean to the academy. Yes, Ms.
Okola? Yeah, I think also where we have a set, I think, for example, bullet point 1, 2, 3, 5, assess whether or not effective service delivery is occurring. I think the others are possibly fine. The next one, assess the extent, that's fine. Assess whether or not stations are abiding by. So in two instances, in the fifth and the seventh bullet point, it would be assess whether or not. Because that was the question, are you doing it or aren't you doing it? And that's what we were there to try and find out.
I hear what Ms. Kulabona is saying, but I'm a bit worried about that, because can we really, after we leave that, have an assessment, you know, to say whether or not. I don't have a problem that we assess, but I think we assess service delivery. We can't determine whether or not it's fully there or not, not in that period of time that we are there, but we can assess whether they're complying. So I would in trying to address what the Honourable Barnard also wrote, say, assess service delivery at station level.
Yeah, that's fine.
Instead of saying whether or not, assess service delivery at station level and the implementation of the budget approved by Parliament. Assess implementation of the legislation passed by Parliament at station level.
If we were very strict with the formulation of objectives, would we have a separate objective for budget approval? Because you can't have two things in one objective.
Yeah.
So would they have a different objective? So I would think that we have to come up with second objective C. And assess the extent of implementation of the legislation passed by Parliament at station level. I also had policies in my mind that it would be legislation but policies as well. Assess whether stations are abiding by the performance plan and code of conduct of subs and so on, and I think that could be fine.
I'm asking permission to leave, please.
Okay.
I'll leave my changes now, dear.
And then page 2. Page 2 says the delegation was accompanied by some of the trip, by parliamentary liaison officer to the secretariat or representative of the provincial commissioner's office. I thought we would simply write names here.
That's it. Yeah.
Then the explanation. Names. If there is a need maybe to specify, we can actually write dates on which they were, and that's it. But it will be Cindy Chikunga on that day, if it was Monday. Then to explain, delegation was accompanied by some of the trip by parliamentary liaison officer. We know the name, so we write the name. If it was not throughout, then we can simply add the dates, and that's it. And then announced and unannounced visit. Yes, Honorable Craig. Honorable Bobby. Honorable Kolapanat.
On the first day of the
for the thing, Herbert, there were two people from UCT or something that were with us. Their names need to be included as well.
Planning the research.
Okay. They announced and unannounced the last paragraph there. It is not clear as to how this information had come to their attention. I think we can leave that out. To say it should be noted that on arrival at the Bishop Levy Training Academy, it was immediately apparent that the academy was aware of the visit and prepared to receive the delegation, and we leave it at that.
We did ask the question.
Yes, Honorable Poppy. One more thing, Chairperson. I don't think it's a sentence mesh, but I think it needs to be attended to the very first sentence there that you spoke about the delegation was accompanied. I believe that's supposed to be, so that it's not a sentence mesh, but supposed to be a trip, not a trip. And on that one you have attended to, that because I had even written a personification of that at Canadian attention there. The committee later missed, that's the paragraph, the last sentence under methodology. The committee later missed, supposed to be met, I believe, together as a group to discuss its observations and findings.
Further down under methodology, the station monitoring tool, I think we should be using the acronym SMT as opposed to calling it what she's called it. I just think it would follow on what we've done throughout every report. It's just take it and give it an acronym. That's all I've got on that page. Thank you.
Give you 2 minutes.
Honorable Pandey has taken away the colon in the last sentence there at the bottom of the page. The training manager noted that the committee was visiting the academy during orientation. You don't need the semicolon.
On page 4, the first paragraph after the three bullet points starts with there are three cycles in the training program. The first cycle consists of orientation, GSATs, and law. Not quite making sense to me there. Does that mean that the first cycle consisting of orientation to SAP is law? Or and, or what is it? Is the structure not
law
quite
and
right?
Again, just looking at the documentation around that, so they have two courses basically in their first cycle. The one is the orientation to sex, and that deals with the patriotism and all of that kind of stuff. And then they've got law, basic law, whatever. But it's not nice to see how it's written here.
So there are two things.
Patriotism doesn't apply, doesn't mean sex. Page 4, first paragraph under the three bullet points. It's 1, 2 paragraphs, three bullet points, and the next paragraph starts, there are three cycles in the training program. And I'm saying here, the second sentence, it says here, the first cycle consists of orientation to SAPS and law. It doesn't quite make sense. It's not well... I'm not sure whether others agree.
Yeah, orientation to staff and legal, maybe not to use the word law, perhaps, and legal studies, or what do they have the course? Do you know the name of the course?
It's something, I think a course is orientation to staff, and the second one is law. So we can put it in capitals.
In capitals,
yeah.
That would be
then it should be orientation to the SAPS.
Yeah.
That would then make sense. Because then it's an overall orientation about those
Okay.
Okay.
The paragraph, it was explained that the new training curriculum is not brand new. I think it is wrong to refer to it as new in the first place. Because it was a revised or a reviewed curriculum, training curriculum. We know it is. Because it's part of the process of any curriculum development to revise the curriculum anyway. So that was a revised curriculum, training curriculum, which is therefore not new, by the way. But they will have some, you know. I think it must be a revised curriculum. Page 5.
Honorable Pandey also changed on page, the second bullet, in the middle there, and this integration is followed through to the assessment stage. She's also taken out of the page on page 4, so the second bullet.
Yeah.
The integration is followed through.
Yeah.
And then the first line on this page 4 also, field training at police stations. Take away the undergo 12 months of field training at police station. Take away the first line. And she's questioned but I think that's what the current concern is.
It has got that, the curriculum has got that. Honorable Poppy? What sentence is this? It's not the last bit.
What was the
page? Page 5. Oh, you're on page 4.
Paragraph on page 4. First sentence is here, members raised the concern that the neither the agreement, that neither, that must be taken off. So it should be read as follows, members raised the concern that neither the agreement.
So they raised the past tense, so track progress is finalization of text.
Okay, page 5, another copy.
Yeah, and I've got some as well.
Thanks for watching. It's just a clarity that I'm seeking on that. Subheading the screening of trainees. The committee felt that there is a need to regularly screen police members. Who did we say there's a need for a regular screening? Is it the police themselves or the trainees be screened on a continuous basis until they and the screening should follow them as well as while they are still trainees at the stations. And the other one is assessment, where there is this, the marking and the invigilation by the internal staff. Should we say that that is a problem, the invigilated and marked the station? Should we say it's a system or problem that the committee wasn't comfortable about the system that is being used, but not a problem. Yeah, I think it's the system. You know, probably if I may remind my mind, the issue about the academy is that all of them failed, whether it is management or members, the union members, they were worried about lack of discipline. That was the issue. We didn't raise the issue of lack of discipline, they raised the issue. That was one point. Second point, they could not explain to us security measures that have put in place in relation to these question papers, whether for tests or examinations. They seem not to have a system in place that is there. To say, I set an examination paper, it goes for invigilating, and this is the invigilation team for subject so and so. They didn't tell us about those things. No, not the invigilating, the person who checks your question, the question.
Moderator.
The moderator, yes. They didn't explain to us as to whether they have moderators put in place for subject so and so.
Yeah.
But also could not explain to us as to how then do they keep those question papers for tests. And our worry was that test marks, they said, It says the summative, in fact, the formative evaluation marks will influence the summative evaluation marks. So equally, you have to be very strict with the formative, with the test, question papers, marks, I mean, your memoranda and so on, because they have influence at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Now, we're not happy about the security measures that are in place with regards to that. And worse, because they were saying now, even for the final exam, the paper comes to them, they invigilate, and they mark. And you don't have these measures, these security measures that are in place. And that is what was worrying us in that regard.
Yeah.
So as to how that should be captured, I'm not sure. But that was the worry, that this is not to have security measures put in place. So as to ensure the integrity of the exam at the end of the month, but even of the test marks, tests, because this time around they're going to have influence at the end of their training, unlike in the past. So that was the issue, if I'm capturing it properly. How we put it, I think, yeah. Are you having your hand up? Or not?
I have a couple.
I was saying, Honorable Poppy was seeking clarity over questions that she raised, but I was saying, it is not only your responsibility to respond to these questions, participating questions. It's for every member who was there to help answer that. So I will refer this question, clarification question, to Honorable George.
Okay. It's
just taking over my work. I'm the chairperson. I will allow Honorable George to speak. Okay. I think he's observing something. Okay. So that is it, members. And I think probably we can... Nadia?
Okay,
sorry,
I can... I've written something, but I'll go to work on this before. So formative evaluation marks or test marks, interest of summative evaluation marks at the end of the year.
Mm.
Members were not happy about the lack of security measures in place to ensure the integrity of monthly tests and therefore the final assessment or something like that. And I just want to get clarity about the issue around the screening of trainees. So the issue was that you want more regular screening while they're a trainee, and then once they are full-on police members as well. So you want more than one vetting process when they're a trainee. Is that correct?
Can I
put
a question mark on that thing? Because I'm not sure whether this what I can't remember what were the questions in the legal. Once police are employed, then they are subject to any other police regulations and disciplinary code. Now it says there must be another screening or regular screening. What does that mean? And to say to get rid of criminal elements. So my question is, how do you do that? Because if a person is already employed in the service, the only thing you can deal with him is if he or she does something which is out of order, then you deal with the traditional processes. So I'm not sure what we meant when we say regular screening out with prison.
Chairperson,
what
was your
question?
Why I asked for clarity, if my memory serves me well, we were actually not referring to police. That's why I asked if we were referring to trainees, because we were saying this regular screening should continue to trainees whilst they are still there, and even when they go to police stations, because they are still trainees, even when they are there. That's why I was asked, because here it says screening of police members, and that's not what we actually meant, if my memory serves me well. We are referring to trainees.
Yeah, agreed, it is trainees. As is said in the heading, and as I recall the conversation, we were saying that trainees come and then they go out to a station for a number of months and they come back, and that in that time they may well have committed some act they should not have, so that they felt that to ensure that only non-criminal elements get through into the SAS, and I've admitted into the SAS that the trainees must be scrutinised very carefully. Hence, they said perhaps the second screening just before they're admitted to the SAS would be in order. I've got a couple of little changes here. When it just strikes me that that in the headings, such as vision and mission, I wonder if the mission should not also have a capital M, because it's two. And then the first sentence, you promptly turn them around, the mission and vision. I think those need to be transposed, because it's referred to as vision and mission later on in the sentence, the second sentence as well. So I think leave them as vision and mission. And I wonder, when you refer to them in the paragraph, should they not also have capital letters, because it's actually what's on the notice board. It's a title that we're referring to. It's not just an action. So it's the vision and mission for the academy is mounted on the notice board, etc. I think those two must be capitalized. And in looking at all of our headings, I wonder if we shouldn't just have a standard capitalizing of all main words. Because you have management of the academy is M and A, but then screening of trainees is small. Just as a sort of neatening up of the report. I don't know how people do. I mean, over the page you have the barracks with a small B. It just looks odd to have some of the headlines in capitals and some not. I wondered what the feeling was there.
In fact, the fact that come to you, as in fact, and all lecturers are seem to be knowledgeable on what the new curriculum entails. I don't think it fits in well there, because this is about vision and mission, and here we were making a point that the national vision and mission is there, but also they have their own vision and mission, and I don't know. The curriculum entails. Knowing the vision and mission might necessarily not mean that you know the new curriculum.
No, Madam Chair, if the two honourable members, it's the end of the day, it means this sentence must be rechanged. It must be restructured. Because now, according to even if they have already been admitted to police service, that's why I was saying you can't have two rules. For policemen. Once they are in the police, whether they just joined or not, they are full members, their regulations are governing them will be the same. If you say now, because from what I think that is during the training period, then that's fine. But it must say, but the Senate does not say that.
Sorry, just on that same vision and mission. That section that deals with the second line, all lecturers are assumed to be knowledgeable of what the new curriculum entails. I think that would that not be better placed in, on page 3 under revised training curriculum? So that doesn't make sense where it's standing there. It doesn't fit in with vision and mission. I'm not sure whether that. I think it would be better placed under revised training.
I could be saying that in the first place. Why are we assuming?
You are pointing. You know that
they are
not.
I thought we can delete that, because it doesn't talk to vision and mission. Would think that you should know what the vision and mission says, because it is there. But not in the curriculum. Okay. So what we think about the screening and training competition, that there is a need to regular. You did catch that.
Yeah, I think I'm working on it a bit, but the committee felt that there's a need to regularly, we might have to change regularly, but basically what you guys are saying is put in possibly a second screening for trainees during their training period,
yes.
Even
yes.
if maybe after they come back from the police station, or something like that. So I'll put it like that.
Are we done with page 5?
Yes.
Under management of the academy, the third last line of that paragraph says there are measures used for the effective management of the academy include strategic meetings, comma, annual planning, comma, so there must be a comma that comes in there. Got a couple of points here. The first point on terrains is under pollution facilities. At the end of that paragraph, the second last line, just talks of key concerns to the members was the fact that this poor state of repair was apparent, was already apparent, I think, in January. So I mean to say at the beginning of a new year, and a new intake of trainees, doesn't January is the beginning of the new year. So I would say it was apparent in January, and I would take out at the beginning of the new year and before a new intake of trainees. So I would just take that out, that last part. That would be my proposal. Then under inspections, 1, 2, 3 lines down, a key concern in this regard is that this was only the second day of training for the new recruits. These very new, does you don't need to put that, just the new recruits, my suggestion there. And then under semi-official institutions, I'm not sure whether it's correct. I mean, we were a bit confused, but I mean, it doesn't quite, I'm not sure whether it's really helpful to put it there and say we were confused. I would rather say that more clarity is required
okay.
And the semi-official institutions. Or members were not comfortable with the explanation provided to them. And then when we come to the end, then I want to make a suggestion to add to the overall concerns and recommendations. But I would say members were not comfortable.
Okay,
I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I thought the restructure the sentence Honorable Greg is talking about. Take away that of concern to me was the fact that and say it was unclear why these basic maintenance issues were not identified and addressed during the December period, before the beginning of a new year and a new intake of the training, because that's what we're concerned about. That they had a period where there was nobody. The question was, why did they not use this period to That's why I say if you take that, you might not put it the way I'm putting it, but take that of concern away and that's in the beginning of the year, put it as a continuation of the last sentence. It was unclear why it is basic were not identifying the threat during the December period, which is, or whatever you put it, before the beginning of the new year and the new intake of the training. It tells us everything. You might not put it in the English, but I think it is take care of everything.
Last but one paragraph on the very set at the barracks. Is it correct the way it includes the capacity that the members noted that the lectures provided to the trainees look old and in need of replacement? Is it needed replacement or to be replaced in need of replacement? Look old and needed to be replaced, or old, or looked old and needed replacement, not in need of.
Last bullet point. Page 7, yeah. What does food life maintenance mean? The funds, so what the funds are provided for, i.e. food life maintenance. That, in my ears, says that maintenance that looks like a food. Doesn't make sense to me. Page 7, the last bullet point. I don't know what it means, so I can't correct it to you.
This is really, really badly written. What I was trying to say is that it should only be used for what the funds were provided for, which is food, but it is used for maintenance.
Food, like maintenance, for example. Food.
It
okay.
Should only be for food, but it is used for maintenance. Very bad limited.
Yeah. Okay. But you'll fix that. Okay. There was another point, Chair, on bullet point 2. Why the account shows such a large float? Surely this money should have been spent on food for the food, as the bulk of it was provided by the staff, instead of for which the bulk of it. I think it should be as, instead of for which. Does that make sense to you, Nadia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe to add another bullet on top of these bullets, the question of why is it run as a semi-official institution? So I think her question, she just says why run as a semi-official institution, but I think the question is, it's a serious concern, why is it run in that manner in the first place?
At all.
So I can add a bullet to this.
Okay.
Okay.
still on page 7. Okay. The third bullet point, last line, it says quality and quantity of food is being compromised. I don't know if we've changed that. Not being compromised.
Sorry, I was on the top of page 8, so we just, when you get it, it says the requisition process, this is a very bizarre sentence and I can't make head or tail of it, but I don't believe being, maybe it should be being or had been, or the requisition process was being completed at a number of container bins to which the supplies have been moved from another store. By container bins, are those big, a container like a container? Because to me a bin is a rubbish bin. Okay, so now I was trying to, so the containers. Yeah, I think so. Maybe we should call them mobile containers or something to clarify. And that, is it, it would certainly be DM, was it? DM.
Page 8, second, the third paragraph starts with the linen stores well equipped, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Says that many of the bottles containing cleaning fluid had leaked on the floor, apparently because of the heat. And I think we should be able to remove and dust the floors of the cleaning store and soap and cleaning fluid on them because it really says that they leaked. So I think we could remove that last part of the sentence. But the section of the sentence after the brackets, which says apparently because of the heat, and remove, and thus the floors of the cleaning store had soap and cleaning fluids on them. I'm saying we can remove that because then the same sentence covers that.
Is it saying, I don't quite understand, is it saying that the bottles leaked, that the bottles melted? But why does heat make bottles leak? I don't understand. I wasn't in that section. Looking at
them. I was in that section.
Yeah.
What happens is these bottles swell.
They swell, okay.
They swell up and then the fluid
the
gets
content,
forced out of
the content comes. Okay, I understand.
The lip leak.
Okay.
They are not given a proper breakfast. Yeah. I'm wondering why we've got these hyphens in here.
Hmm.
Because surely it could just be one sentence. I'm not sure.
On
the very same bullet point, Jefferson, disparity in provision of food in the mess. I think the next line there, it's who require wholesome and full meals in order. I think it's in order, not in order.
Chair, I wasn't sure if Omo Greg said this. In that last sentence, the last bullet point, the member questioned why, if money was provided for the dietary requirements of the trainees, they were not given a proper breakfast. You did say, oh, well, whatever. I mean, you added something in there, did you? Because I just saw that there was a word missing. Thank you. Yeah. Fine.
Members, I think we have got to stop there because this is a very long report. Let me request members to please read this report again. We still have, because we've not adopted this report, we still have a right to make corrections on whatever other part of the report, including what we have corrected now because it has not been adopted yet. I would therefore request that we read this report again, we make corrections, we bring those reports that we shall have read and made corrections on. I'm saying that because I brought a report that, I left a report that I read and made corrections on, and I'm so frustrated because it's in the office, it's in my bag. So I'm just saying that we will inform members as to when we'll go, we'll continue with this report. We have not adopted it, but I want to thank you members because you can continue it already going forward. Let me thank you members for the work that we have done today. Until we meet again, this meeting is adjourned on Tuesday.
Thank you.